Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting 5th. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wackenfuss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Armas moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to third. Newman moves to second. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas scores. Newman scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kingman. Peters moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Weaver now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Trammell moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Craig Minetto now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jeff Jones now pitching. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Borde now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Peters reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis pinch hits for Jeff Cox. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guerrero moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing second base. Dave Beard now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.